Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2+ of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have, in fact, been double-dunked airing you since 1990. And, you know, sometimes I just don't want to stop right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, I don't know how long, after the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. I don't have to scroll through the list anymore, so that's a good thing. We're making progress right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that's what we like to do, even when it just kind of falls in our lap. But I had such big plans, big, huge plans for things to do for tonight's episode, but nope. Instead, I made you do all the work. You, the listener-like fringe, or the fringe-like listener. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. I'm sleepy. But instead, it's a free association program tonight. I made it through, I had to stop, about 2 hours ago. So anything after 2 hours ago didn't even get looked at. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen, because, you know, I spent the last 2 hours paring down the first rounds of free associative volleys. And that's a thing to do. So, you know, I think we should just do it. I don't have anything to say. I've got nothing to say to you right now. Except for all those wonderful things that will end up being said over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I know you've amassed. I have no doubt, because it's what you do. You. And, so we'll play stuff and we'll enjoy it. And then we'll come back and we'll do it some more until I'm so tired I can't do it anymore tonight. But just tonight. Dizzy with the possibilities right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
You bring the drinks, and I got the buns. Come on, baby, are you ready for a little fun? I got enough for more than just one mind. I got a hot dog in each hand, and that's a hot dog, hot dog. Watch me eat a hot dog. A lot of dogs to satisfy a girl like me. You're hungry too, I can see. So come on and take a bite of me. And it's a hot dog, hot dog. Watch me eat a hot dog. Hot dog, hot dog. Come on, girls, and do the hot.
With us, as you know, the former Vice President of the United States during the Eisenhower administration. There's a rumor going around. You'll probably maybe see a little more of him on television as election time draws near. We'll discuss that possibility with him. This is his first visit. Would you welcome, please, the Honorable Richard Milhouse Nixon. Dick? I welcome you. Dick, it's nice to have you. If I may call you Dick.
Well, I've been called almost everything.
Imagine that comes with the territory, doesn't it?
I'd like to add something, though. I don't see your show very often. Sometimes I'm working at that time of the evening, but I caught it last night, and I was immensely impressed, and I think you ought to run for president. Let me tell you a few things. I'm an expert on how to run for president. Not how to win, but how to run.
Yes, you are that.
I do a few things to you. Mm-hmm. First, let me tell you your assets. You're young, 42, right?
Right.
You come over on television like gangbusters. And boy, I'm the expert on how important that is.
You're not going to lend me your makeup man, are you?
No, I'm going to lend him to Lyndon Johnson. You'd have to do a few things, however. You'd have to let your hair grow.
A little longer?
Yeah, tease it a little in front across the forehead. But all in all, I think you'd make quite a candidate. Great candidate. Now, I'll tell you what I'll do, and I won't do this with any of the other potential candidates for president.
Mm-hmm.
If you run for president, I'll run for vice president. And what a ticket, a dream ticket that'd make. A real nightmare.
Yes. It's a deal.
What do you think?
That is the...
Running for president.
Now, this reaction tonight, may I ask you very candidly and very honestly for openers, with that kind of a reaction from an audience who obviously meant that when you walked out, are you going to run as a Republican presidential candidate for next year?
Well, Johnny, that question was not unexpected.
No, I imagine not.
But I thought I'd save the answer for the Joey Bishop show. I've been reading the ratings. He needs it.
Went abroad. Was neither typical nor all that odd. I swear to God. Here's a few of the highlights for you. Rose a little late, drove like hell. Really should've known as well. Picked up the minivan in Hyannis, crossed the Sagamore, smoked a big fatty. Traffic was clear, so clear. We stopped for a beer to celebrate our departure. Got to the gate, not late, still feeling great, waiting for our departure. Missed the smell. I got confused. Checked in the merchandise, but not my base, which got misplaced. I sure wished I had it later. Passed through security, I never learned. Gave the guy my driver's license, never to return. I sure wished I had it later. Made a couple calls, but had no luck. I'm changing planes, my pain was assuaged at the stage. Delhi and Newark Airport. Who would have guessed the best pastrami on earth? Right there at the Newark Airport. Ate one slow, took one to go. Date the casuals, went to Sweden.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. The free association, always. Let's the silliness shine, you might say. I got too many hot dog songs for one episode. That's all I know, and I deleted so many. I just took them right off the playlist, but yet I still have too many. We'll just have to see what happens there. Perhaps I should turn around and get a public service announcement, for I did not do that prior to the time it should have been done. We shall open randomly and say, the support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. It's a message from the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. See how simple that was? I don't know why I didn't do it when I should have done it. So much more silliness. You had no doubts about it. Working through a free association tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that always means that I don't know what's going to happen. Why should you? Right? I should probably space some of these hot dog songs out throughout the program. Or not, or get rid of them altogether. What is this? Okay, well, here we'll move that one up there, because that will make that one, that'll be happy, following a nice Scott Cornish, our Ambassador Feelgood, one of his songs. And yeah, okay, well, let's just play that one right now. And actually, this isn't one that was associated by him. But of course, anytime it comes up, it by default becomes associated with him. And the sound, I'm just going to call it that right now, and he already knows what I'm talking about, shows up in a different song, unrelated, elsewhere in the program. Was that too much information? I have a feeling it was. But we're going with it anyway. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe pumper and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion. I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my ride about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line, man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. Foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead. But I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm gonna pass a truck on the hill ahead. Transfusion, transfusion. My red carp circles are a mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again.
pour the crimson in me, Jensen. I took a little drink and I'm feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow-poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. Transfusion, transfusion. I'm a real gone pale face and that's no illusion. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett. Now, rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. Oh, when you see me coming, you better start to pray. I'm a cutting up the road and I'm the boss all the way. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion. I'll never, never, never go to speed again. Pop the fluid in me, Louie. I'm a burning up the freeway early this morn, and a passing everybody, oh, nothing but corn. Man, out of my way, I don't drive with my horn. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution. I'll never, never, never gonna speed again. Put a gallon in me, Allen. Oh, barnyard drivers are found in two classes: lying, crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, daddy-o, I'll make that typo. Huh?
Attaboy.
The chair, open up another window for a breath of fresh air. But it's not like home sweet home, cause I miss that old aroma of coffee perking everywhere. I got the cane to afford the coffee, and I'm tired of drinking weak tea blues. Afford the coffee, I'm tired of drinking weak tea blues. Can't have no coffee with my honey, cause I got to use my money for shoes. How can I keep myself awake without my usual cup of joe? Got to find a way to buy it, cause this tea has just got to go. Can't afford the coffee, tired of drinking weak tea blues.
Mm-hmm.
myself a letter and send it airmail to Brazil. And if they can't get no coffee for me, maybe Guatemala will. I might even take a notion to swim across the ocean and find myself a Java mill. I got the cane to afford the coffee, and I'm tired of drinking weak tea blues. Can't afford the coffee, tired of drinking weak tea blues. My nerves are slowly fraying when I haven't got the grounds to brew. How can I keep myself awake without my usual cup of joe? Got to find a way to bite, 'cause this tea has just got to go. I can't afford the coffee, and I'm tired of drinking weak tea blues. Can't afford the coffee, I'm tired of drinking weak tea blues.
When I open the door and see you there, I don't hear bells. My toes don't curl. My heart does not beat faster. Until later.
Every day there's more confusion. Life brings choices all at once. The wrinkle in my brow grows deeper. My drive to go on grows weaker. Every day's routine, yet different for all of us. Somehow it seems the same. People come, people go. Will we survive? Will we ever know? People come, people go. Will we survive? Will we ever know? Ever get there? Will there be a resolution? Look at what we've become. Will it ever be undone? Will it be the end? Or a new beginning? Or is there something in between? How long can we go on this way? Open your heart like a flower in the early morning sun. Let your bud open wide as it reaches for the sky.
They're such dear little girls and boys. Haven't got a worry in the world except about their toys. Little Susie May, who lives across the way, came to visit us, and this is what she had to say. And Johnny's got a yo-yo. He got it from his dad. He always lets me play with it. It's the best toy I ever had. He never lends it out to any other kids in town, 'cause I'm the only one
who knows how to get it up and down. I'm older than the other kids and I have been around. Johnny's got a yo-yo, it really is a wow. And teacher keeps him after school so he can show her how. It's shiny and he says it is brand new. And he can do more tricks with it than his dad can do. You can't learn to play with it and just by a wishing. You gotta know how to hold it in the right position by intuition. And Johnny's got a yo-yo, and all the kids they say, if his dad finds out I play with it, there'll be hell to pay. And Jacks and Immies don't interest me any longer, I confess. Since I play with Johnny's yo-yo, I'm spoiled a bit, I guess. I'm sure I could be happy, and life would be divine, if I knew that Johnny's yo-yo were mine, all mine. I've told him I would buy it, no matter what the cost. But Johnny says without his yo-yo, he'd be lost. And I believe it. Why is for yesterday I had it? O is for the way I feel today. Y is for youth, forever at it. O means only that it's here to stay. I love it so. Y is for your father's mustache. O means only that here comes the end. Put them all together, they spell yo-yo. Believe me, that toy's a boy's best friend.
Back all night, cause you got me dizzy. Got me dizzy. Yeah, now you got me dizzy. I can't see my way. Yeah, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I say was true. When I die, my soul won't ride, and I'll walk back to you, cause you got me dizzy.
So that's the letter A, Oscar.
Right, and luckily the next letter is B. So I am going to make a B sandwich.
A bee sandwich?
Yep, it's an old family recipe. Everything in the sandwich starts with the letter B. You begin with some brown bread and Boston baked beans, add boxes of bacon and bits of blue jeans. Then boil boots, billiard balls, blackberries too, with butterscotch, broccoli, and buckets of glue. Place barbecued buttons atop of it all, a bunch of bananas and a basketball. A beef burger burned till it's black, oh boy, a big blob of bubblegum, eat and enjoy. Now just toss in that bird seed in this beat-up brown and battered, busted old balloon. Place barbecued buttons atop of it all, a bunch of bananas and a basketball. A beef burger burned till it's black, oh boy, it's a big bee sandwich, eat and enjoy. Uh-oh. Needs more bubble gum.
Say, Red, let's go to the restaurant and get something to eat, man.
Yes, I'm strictly for that, man.
Well, I know just the thing to get.
Well, tell me so I can get some.
Well, listen to me and I'll tell you everything.
I'm listening.
Here I come.
Come on.
Hot dog, ain't they very nice?
Hot dog,
try them once or twice.
Hot dog,
they go fine with rice,
with the mustard and the relish and the pickles too.
Hot dog, hurry, hurry, won't you, boy?
Hot dog,
make you jump with joy.
Hot dog,
believe me, it's the real McCoy.
With the mustard and the relish and the pickles too.
Cola, save my soul.
I don't want orange, lemon or lime,
cause something else fine is on my mind.
Hot dog,
hurry, hurry, don't be late.
Hot dog,
try them on your dinner plate.
Hot dog,
ooh, it's a date with fate.
With the mustard and the relish and the pickles too.
Hot dog.
Eat them and you get fatter and fatter and fatter.
Hot dog.
There's a whole lot of folks just looking around, looking for the fountain of you, hoping that they can find a way to make old age turn them loose. Working every day their lives away, thinking they've found the truth. Then they wonder why they still have to die, afraid to face the truth, but looking for the fountain of youth. Looking for the fountain of you. a looking for the fountain of youth.
Whip-bong, dooby-dooby-bong, do-a-yip-whip-bong, dooby-dooby-bong, do-a-do-a-yip.
Like we pulled up to the stoplight in my cut down short. The cat in the next lane says, man, you look like a real sport. He said, when that light turns green, I'm gonna dig out ahead of you. I said, daddy, that's what you think you're gonna do.
I've got three carburetors,
twin pipes.
I've got three carburetors,
mill heads.
I've got three carburetors, and nobody passes me.
Well, we barreled up on the highway, just my baby and me. Same cat pulled up alongside us, he was green with envy. Said, man, what you got under that great big fat hood? Well, I answered him back like about the only way I could.
I've got three carburetors,
twin pipes.
I've got three carburetors,
mill heads.
I've got three carburetors, nobody passes me.
Well, my baby just laughed and said, like, cool it, man. That other cat is so far back, he ain't even an also-ran. So I wheeled off the highway and down into the underpass, when all of a sudden I was like, ooh, out of gas.
Man, what's happening?
Like, daddy, I don't know. I can't pick this scene. I guess somebody must have goofed.
Well, fell, I'll pick up on your predicament. Your trouble is...
You've got three carburetors.
Baby, can you lend me a buck for gas?
You've got three carburetors.
See, I guess we're going to have to push this thing out.
You've got three carburetors.
Oh, wee, it's heavy.
You've got three carburetors.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Hot dog, that made him mad. I've got a guy and I like him fine, but he takes me for granted all of the time. To teach him a lesson, make him mad.